Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right. It's Thursday, right?
Yep.
You know what that means. Morning Go and B104.3, and it's Toffee. Yeah, Toffee. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Kane.
All right, so people came to love this segment as Coffee with Kane and Cater. And don't get me wrong, we still love Dave Cater very much, but Dave Cater is running for office, and... we can't have him on the show without having his opponent on it in equal time.
Well, I'm happy to fill in.
I know. It's
I
just
can't
a different
replace.
Dave.
Can't replace.
Cater?
Cater.
No, we don't want to replace Cater. No. We love Cater. So, anyway, good morning. So,
hey, good morning.
Mr. Kane is here with me this morning.
Yep.
How you doing?
How you doing? All right.
Did you sleep good?
I did.
Oh, great. Yeah,
I know.
Fantastic.
I know. I feel a lot. I feel better. I feel refreshed.
Oh, yeah. I feel pretty refreshed, too. But I did my devotional this morning while I was getting ready. And, you know, little Jesus make them feel happy today.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Like you're going to tell me something different.
Yeah. I'm going to say, no, you should wait till noon.
Okay. So if you are new to the show, Morning Go, Mr. Kane is my husband, and he is a pastor, a Methodist pastor in Bonterre. And I think pretty much most people know that you're a pastor. They just don't know that you're funny.
Probably not. Well, it depends on who you ask if I'm funny. The people who laugh at me think I'm hysterical.
Sometimes the congregation doesn't always laugh at your jokes.
No, they don't.
I do. I cackle. And nobody
Sometimes
else is laughing.
I think I'm pretty funny, but not everybody does.
Well, I'm Ed McMahon, so what can I say? Well, I will laugh at everything you say because I think you're funny. But, you know, and you're not even paying me to laugh at you.
No, that's true.
So you asked me yesterday what we were going to talk about today, and I didn't really have a topic yet until I got here this morning, and I found this thing, and I was like, yes!
Okay.
Remember the Six Flags, the old man commercial, creepy old man would dance in the Six Flags commercials?
I remember that.
Do you think you could dance like that?
No. I never could dance like that. I'd have pulled a quad.
You'd have pulled a something, that's for sure. So Gen Z, you know, that's the young generation. Our kids are Zillennials. They're right on the cusp of being Millennials. They're elder Gen Z. I am elder Gen X. You are mid-range Gen X because I'm older than you. But anyway, Gen Z loves reminding the rest of us how old we are.
Yes.
And someone asked people to name random signs that you're officially old now.
Oh, my God.
So apparently last year, it was discovered no one dances with their hands in the air anymore. Unless
Waving
you're at
like
a,
you just don't care.
Yeah, unless you're at a Snoop Dogg show.
Put your hands in the air.
Okay, so here's a sign that you are officially old. You eat Tums like candy. So most of the listeners know, I was on this spiritual retreat over the weekend, and I had those chewable Tums in my pockets, and they're like giant Skittles, because they're fruit flavored.
They're not, it's not good for you to take that many of them.
Well, but I would have like 2 to 4 in my pocket because... baby girl was there, and she always has heartburn. But, like, I had several people, like, I would catch them. I would look at them, and they would be, they would have their hand, like, right below their sternum. Like, my Lanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just reach into my pocket and pull out a little chewable Tums and go, here you go.
You were a dealer.
I just, that's what it was. My new best friend, Stacy, she was standing there on the last day, just like mashing on her stomach going, and I said, do you have heartburn?
You
she goes, I
got
do.
Just the thing for
I
you.
I have these for you.
See? Push
She's
her.
Like, oh my gosh, you are an angel in disguise. And I was like, disguise?
So do you think that is something that you get when you get older?
Oh, absolutely. That you chew on, or that you get hand out Tums
yeah, but
like
I,
they're candy?
Like, I've had that for years.
Oh,
like,
you mean heartburn?
Like heartburn. So oh. I've always eaten Tums, and it, well, oh my gosh, it's so not good for you.
Listen, baby girl is under 30, and she's got your gut, dude.
Yeah, so sorry, Pumpkin. So
I did not give her that. That is not me. Okay, so moving on to the next thing. You still print your boarding pass just in case? Okay, not the two of us.
No.
We're digital.
We're high-techy.
But if you are listening right now and you're still printing your boarding pass, don't. Just take a screenshot of it.
Exactly. What makes it so much easier now to use your phone?
You don't have to keep up with a piece of paper, because how many times have you watched me dig through my purse or my backpack looking for my stupid boarding pass?
I know, right?
Well, and you were a flight attendant for an airline, so I'm sure that you saw tons of people trying to get on the plane, and you're like, nope.
Well, and it's a giant cattle call anyhow.
Oh. Yes. Do you snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Let me try and remember.
So, I don't do that, but I will, like, move my hands around, but
I don't
snap my fingers.
That.
Now, I have been known to snap my fingers at a server before, which is very rude.
Wow.
I will totally admit that it's rude.
Yeah.
But it's been a very long time since I ever did something. Mostly because when we go to a restaurant nowadays, I'm not in a hurry. If I'm in a hurry, we're not going to a sit-down restaurant.
That's true. Very true.
I'm old, and I know better.
Yeah. Another sign that you're old.
Yeah. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Oh, that's true. I woke up this morning. I have a pain. I have several that I don't know why. I have no idea why. I must have sat wrong yesterday or something. Maybe I walked in a different way.
No, you sat up in bed and slept. You woke up like before I did and were sitting up in the bed. I have a feeling that's what it was.
I don't know. Anyhow, but I'm sore. And no reasonable explanation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm sore when I get up regardless because, you know, I don't know, the blood pooling in my legs or the muscles getting
know what
stiff.
It
would help if you and I exercised.
Well, and yeah, and there's that. No, it's the fact that things hurt in places that I don't understand. That? Like, I didn't know I had a muscle there.
You are old.
I know.
All right, what about, do you use speakerphone for most of your calls?
No, sometimes I do, but I like the earbud.
I prefer my earbud because I need their end to be private, but if I'm at home and nobody's around, I'm using speakerphone because I'm doing other things and I don't want to hold the phone the whole time.
No, and that's why I do it. But if I have the earbud, I use that instead.
Yeah, if it's a private call, I don't. I was talking to somebody yesterday and you were at the house and I had my earbud in because...
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I heard everything that they said, but I don't know. I think speakerphone is just because I'm lazy.
Is that like an old people thing?
I don't think so, because I see young people all the time talking into their phone on speakerphone in the grocery store.
Well, I think like anymore you have to, because you can't, like, everything's hands-free.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, Cater just texted me. Hi, Dave and Audra.
Hey, what's up, Cater?
He says my name second, as if I'm not the host of the show.
I know. Well,
I guess while either one of you are here, I'm not the host of the show. So
I'm an influencer.
Okay. So, let's see. What else? Okay. This is you and me both. You judge other parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket. You judge them for other things, but like I'll say, oh my gosh, it is March, it is February, why does that child not have a coat on?
Thou shalt not judge.
No. Okay, but that child needs a coat. Well, why isn't that child in school?
So
are they being so loud?
I think that it's a generational thing where we're looking at them and saying, are you parenting in the same way that I would parent?
No, because Gen Millennials and Gen Z are gentle parenters, and you were I were a, you know, squash their will and beat them half to death.
Yes, that's
parents.
Right.
Well, that's what our parents did, and we survived. Just kidding.
And we drank water out of the hose too.
I never got beaten. I'm not going to speak.
I got
for
whooped
you.
A couple times.
I did not.
Yeah.
My dad would do that arm pinchy thing, and that just melted me down. So
I think literally got whooped like maybe 3 times.
The switch was a giant threat, but I can only remember having it used on me once.
It was always the torture of waiting. Go back and wait in your room for me, and I'll be back there.
My parents didn't do that.
Torturous.
My dad did not use psychological torture. He was in the military. He respected psychological torture too much.
My dad did, too. He just wasn't above doing it.
Okay, so what about... Okay, if you're just joining us, we're talking about things that tell you random signs you're officially old now. You watch the local news every night?
And not every night,
yeah,
but most nights.
Things going on. We might watch the local news almost every night. Partly because my friend David Amelotti is an anchor on Channel 4, KMOV out of St. Louis, and so we watch because we love David.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you get bonus points if you say, "What is this world coming to?" You don't say that. I do though.
I have other phrases that I use in place of that one.
All right. So you've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open. Have you done that? Maybe the hardware store?
You know, I have done that. I've waited for stores to open.
I haven't done that since I went.
How about I wait for the barber to open?
Oh, that.
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Just the fact that you go to a barber tells me you're old.
Don't say that.
What's your barber's name?
Luke.
Luke, yeah. Good morning, Luke. I don't know if he listens to us or not, but anyway. You start conversations with strangers in public. Listen, I have done that my whole life. So clearly I've been old my whole life. I've always talked to strangers.
I can't help just wanting to talk to people.
That's your pastor training.
I know. What are you going to do?
Right.
Nothing.
Do you know where our heating pad is?
Yes.
I don't. So I know you're old. I'm not.
The heating pad and the massager.
You have a bad back, though. So there's an explanation for that.
Yeah.
Well, the bad back is a sign that you're old.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the plastic on things to keep them new.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I own things that still have the little plastic coating on them because I don't want to take it off. And
I leave tools and packaging.
Oh,
so that I can keep them clean.
You do.
Because after you use them, you want to clean them.
Oh, that's
I know.
Hilarious.
OCD. What can
you
I say?
You have some other tools, though, that are filthy that I don't even want to touch.
I know.
You've recently said, this is a sign that you are old. How do you work this dang thing?
Oh, I've done that a lot recently.
Listen, the guy on TikTok, what? No way.
No way.
Yeah, I love him because there are new uses for tools in our garage that I did not
know
worked that way.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and let me tell you, I have had to have our engineer show me how to program the satellites.
Multiple times.
Because one of them is new. One of the satellite receivers is new, and I can't figure out how to use it. I cannot. I don't know why. I'm not sure that it's age and not just, I'm not smart enough.
Well,
remember.
True. I've recently had instances where I'm like, I don't know how to use the thing. Show me.
Yeah, is going to have to splash top remotely log into my computer at home sometimes. I can already tell you right now because I'm ready to hand him my tablet and say, fix it. It's not working.
Yep.
Let's see. If you're old, if you've told a server, please give my compliments to the chef.
I've done that before.
I do that all the time.
I know. That's nice, though.
Yes, because they don't, especially the guys, like when we go to Hubs and they have really put a good scald on those wings and they are tasting great.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I will tell them, please tell the guys in the kitchen. Fantastic. Yeah. Loved it. Do you find that everything is either A, too sweet, or B, too salty these days?
Never too sweet. Mm. Never.
And with me, no it's never thing. Too salty.
No such thing.
Well, that's not true. I can make things too salty, but like everything, there's some things that are just too sweet for me now.
Well, no.
Chocolate. Like if it's like are super rich.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't eat fudge. It's too much.
I don't know if I feel that anything could be too sweet. Some of those icings.
Yeah, I don't like icing on cake anyway. No, that's much. True. I mean, I like certain kinds of icing.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
I don't know. One of the examples for you're too old if you don't like juice unless you water it down some. Listen, I grew up in a poor household where we had juice out of the frozen can.
And it was all watered down.
If you put too much, like my mother finally stood in the kitchen one time and stomped her feet and said, no more than two cans. Because if you put two and a half or three, it was too many. And then it was watered down and she didn't like it.
Yeah, well, it would be super good.
No more than two cans.
No, it would be super good, super tangy. Whatever it was, concentrate.
Tang. Yeah. That brings up another. Does tang even exist anymore?
I don't know. Maybe. It was good for
you. I didn't like Kool-Aid.
I had a Nestle Quick yesterday.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, a Nestle Quick in a little carton.
What are you, five?
Well.
Where did you get that?
I'm trying to avoid the age thing that you're making me go through.
Okay, where did you get it? Nestle Quick.
In the church kitchen.
Oh, so you're just raiding things? You just found something in the kitchen? And
well, they were cooking, and I needed something to wash the cookie down.
Oh, okay. That's a sign you're old. All right, the last one is you drive by a house, and a nice house, and you say, oh, that's a nice house.
I do that all the time. All the time. Like, look, I would live there.
Well, there's a house that is being remodeled across the street from us, and every day I look at it to see, what have they done today? What have they done? What are they doing tomorrow?
But it's been a little slow recently.
Yeah, they really haven't done a lot because the weather hasn't been fantastic.
No.
So I get it.
I got it. Yeah, that's all right.
I don't care that I'm old. I don't mind being old.
Mine was the vision thing. Vision got me.
Oh, you mean, listen, do you, you rarely ever see with me with my glasses on when I'm inside because I can't read the computer or a book if my have my glasses on, even though they have bifocals in them, cannot see with them on. So anyway, well, we're officially old, but you know what?
You're old.
You look older than me.
You're old. I have gray hair that I swear the barber's putting it in there.
In your chin? Yeah, your goatee. The
bottom my hair is just going gray. Oh, my goodness. It's a race to see if it's going to fall out or turn gray first.
I don't even know what to... I'm going to let that go. We're just going to... We're Gen X. We don't care how old we are.